first band I started when I was 17 years old, called Smut, an all-girl punk rock band, back in 1989, and we kept going strong till about 1994. We really honestly got together and went to Guitar Center and said, I'm going to be a singer, I'm going to be a drummer, I'm going to be a bass player and a guitar player, and bought all of our instruments and taught ourselves. And our first practice space was downtown, right, it was called the Pagan Warehouse, and it was right kind of by the Greyhound bus station by First Avenue.
Classic stuff.
It really was. I left the band and they continued as a three-piece for about another year or so afterwards. Then I moved up to Ely into the woods and the Boundary Waters, and lived up there 13 years, where I did get a chance to collaborate with some people up there. But I did kind of take a break for a while until about, I'd probably say, you know, the late 90s, early 2000s, where I started writing songs again and eventually picked up an acoustic guitar. And, you know, I started just collaborating with a few friends and writing some songs, and brought them to Rich at Sparta Sound and recorded with him under a couple different bands and arrangements. And then next thing you know, Rich and I started writing music together and performing together.
Well, I started out on the Iron Range early 80s with my cousin and you know, the neighborhood friends, and we'd just get together and jam, and eventually we're playing high school dances and stuff. And I heard the Replacements and the Flamin' O's and Husker Du and all that was going on in Minneapolis. And I, you know, set my eye on moving to Minneapolis and getting into that scene. And eventually wound up down there, and we jumped in headfirst. You know, we rented a pretty sweet little house in Uptown. We came across this place for rent. It was $600 a month, and it had a huge basement. And me and my brother moved down there. We started a band called the Glenn Russells. My brother Glenn, and the bass player was Russell. You know, band names were hard to come by. So we were called the Glenn Russells. We'd have parties probably twice a month, you know, keggers. And we kind of amassed a pretty eclectic following. Eventually we got into the clubs and started playing around in the bars, and got on some pretty good bills with bigger bands. And we made it out of town a few times and put out some cassettes and singles, and eventually made some CDs, and then that band kind of broke up, like late 90s, and then I started Old Yeller, and I really wanted to tour a lot more, and that's what Old Yeller did. We hit the road, and we went around the country, played around the country, and, you know, for as long as we could stand it, and then somehow I wound up back on the Iron Range at Sparta Sound. Started a band with some Duluth guys called the Tisdales. Played some folk music with my buddy Grant Johnson.
Oh, Shenandoah, I love you, daughter. Now look away, rolling river. Indians camp along your border. Away, we'll find a way across the wide Missouri.
Jermaine and I hooked up, and here we are now. I mean, I've just never met anybody with so much enthusiasm as Jermaine that wants to, I mean, she's up for anything, you know, playing, you know, middle of nowhere gigs, or, you know, just last minute things, or, you know, like she'll get home from work and I'll be in the studio working on something, and she'll be in her robe ready to go to bed. I'll say, I need you to come and sing on this part. And
this is she'll true. Come this in has
and,
happened.
Yeah, she'll get up and she'll start singing, you know, at midnight. Don't take no for an answer either, but
didn't mean to come here uninvited, but the doormat says welcome home. No use in trying to deny it. I knew all it was to know.
We just both always wanted to play music, and I've been in bands for so long, and Jermaine's always excited about music and seeing music and playing music, and I mean, I don't think I could find a better partner to do this with. I mean, we've got people coming to our house to record music, and she's up for that, and it doesn't bother her, you know, that there's people playing music in the next room, and you know, she gets into it. It's just great.
You know, we live out in the middle of nowhere too, in the country.
It's
you
part
know?
Of our social life too.
It really is. It really is. Mm-hmm. And we get to do what we love. Having people up in the studio, it is really fun when you do live in the middle of absolutely nowhere in the woods, and you don't get out a lot, and we have to drive at least an hour to, you know, see shows.
This year, I realized that it's been 20 years since I quit my day job and went full-time into recording and working for my, you know, being self-employed and running the recording studio. So we're doing a new project, and we're calling it Rich Matson and the North Stars. And we're going to try and get more people involved, but right now it's just Jermaine and I and my nephew Curtis playing percussion and drums. And it's kind of a retrospective thing where I'm playing stuff from way back in the day, and kind of an overview. You know, I'll play a couple Glenn Russell songs, some Old Yeller songs, right. Some new stuff, and Jermaine harmonizes and
we're doing it, my plays, stuff
yep,
too.
We're doing Jermaine's,
you know,
songs
so
as well.
It's a collaboration.
Yeah.
We haven't felt bored for quite a while. I haven't felt that for some time.
I want to be bored.
I know.
Getting worn out. Hopefully we can keep continuing to do this and keep it interesting and keep it fun. If it's not fun, we'll do something else.
You've been listening to WTIP's Local Music Project featuring Rich Matson and Jermaine Gemmerling, who hail from Sparta, Minnesota, but frequently perform throughout Minnesota, including Cook County. Rich and Jermaine will perform with Rich Matson and the North Stars at the 2014 Radio Waves Music Festival, which will be held September 5th through the 7th. The Local Music Project is produced by me, Kathy Quinn, and is supported by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Archived editions of the Local Music Project can be found at wtip.org.